devil doesn't originate anything. You know, his way of doing everything is to look at what does God do and how can I imitate that.
Hail Satan, bro.
You gotta repent, sir, for murdering babies.
Why?
Because it's a sin before God.
Why?
Well, all of the babies that
you have killed. I love it.
The heart of the pro-life message is we should not intentionally kill innocent humans, something most Americans agree with. Evidence has been conclusive for decades. We know the fetus is alive. We know she's human. Yet abortion remains not only legal, but even minor steps to curb baby killing are met with fury by abortion advocates. What can explain the ferocity? For many, guilt from past abortions fuels advocacy for the pro-abortion cause.
Can I give you some information before you go in there? Would you at least look at it?
First of all, the deed is done.
You said you've already had the abortion?
I did. And I'm a Catholic, sorry. And I go to church every Sunday. I know I killed my baby.
However, motivational power is sustained by religion. Abortion supporters therefore speak with all the moral weights of religion while often rejecting the God who is the standard for morality. They want something to fight for without the burden of binding commands to care for others or the judgment of a holy God. Most often, the ultimate value they fight for is autonomy. Freedom to do whatever they want. The greatest representative of pursuing autonomy is Satan. Satanism is therefore the perfect placeholder for these twisted values. Created Equal and other pro-lifers often encounter those whose support for abortion turns to worship, most evident under a banner of Satanism.
Are you aware that the Satanic Temple calls abortion one of their rights?
Hail Satan!
Hey. Yeah, because abortion is a vice.
Not everybody is a Christian.
Are you a Satanist?
You know what? They're better than you are. I've worked with them before, actually. I've talked with the Church of Satan. They're very nice people, and they actually take care of their people and are better advocates for human life than you are. I have worked with them in the past.
Yes, work them off.
Yes.
Sir, you can't knock over our signs, okay? Sam, sir, you can't touch our property.
They're feeding you lies.
F*** yourself.
I'm really sorry you think that. I think your life is valuable. I do care about
Hail
you.
Hail Satan, bro.
I would
Hail
care
Satan,
about you.
Bro.
Boy,
Hail Satan. Hail Satan.
Satan's my f***ing homeboy. He sucks my every night.
Go f*** yourself, bro.
Lone soldier Satanists or lovers of abortion mocking Christianity do not prove a doctrinal connection between killing preborn babies and Satanism. But those who love death are often quick to embrace its tenets. This is not surprising when the Satanic Temple teaches that defending abortion access is a worthy form of worship.
You know, they're doing it little by little, you know, taking away reproductive rights. So it is our duty to worship through activism. That is the key to the Satanic Temple, what differentiates us from other Satanists.
Why is reproductive rights such a good fit for the Satanic Temple?
So we just have seven tenets, and they're rather humanistic and straightforward. They're the third tenet that states the body is inviolable, subject to one's own will alone, and that we should defer to scientific fact the best we can.
The irony of his last statement aside, the heart of the pro-abortion message is admittedly one of the Satanic Temple's fundamental tenets. Are these tenets fueling the frenzied passion behind the pro-abortion movement? The satanic doctrine of absolute autonomy over one's own destiny has become the pro-abortion rallying cry of my body, my choice.
My body, my choice!
My body, my choice!
Many in the pro-abortion movement vehemently oppose religious arguments.
Is it the old religion that prompts you to insult people for their decisions?
Well, do you think it's wrong to kill an innocent human being? What religion says it's okay to do that?
I don't subscribe to religion because I think that's for ignorant, you know, weak people.
While some in the pro-life camp shy away from dialogue on religion, popular perception is that only the pro-life side is religious. But the pro-abortion side has a religious dogmatism of their own.
It feels like my abortions have come full circle since I am here at this clinic blessing. God supported me through my abortions and will support others as they get their abortions here. And God has not punished me at all. Instead, he has blessed me in so many ways, just as he will bless everyone coming through these clinic doors.
You are among people who understand what is written in the Bible, and that is that whoever seeks to save his or her life will lose it, and whoever loses his or her life for the sake of God will gain it. I say to you, God bless you. I say to you, you keep on doing what you're doing, because if it had not been, and if it were not for the work of people like you, too many of us, our sisters, would be dead from abortions gone wrong. God bless you.
Regardless of who they're praying to, it is clear these prayers stem from unrelenting, dogmatic fervor to the ideal of autonomy. My first general question for you, Mr. King, is could you explain a bit the role of sacrifice and killing as part of Satanism?
At my very first assisted abortion, which was the ones that I did, when you're doing an abortion, blood is the binding agent in a satanic anything. Ultimately, you're wanting the blood of the baby, because that's the satanic sacrifice.
This religious devotion claims greater priority than even the lives of their own children.
My faith, there is only a thin veil or door that separates the living from the other side. And so about 2 weeks before my abortion was scheduled, I started having visions and talking to the spirit of the child that I believe had come to me. It was from the spirit of that child saying, it's okay. And I truly felt that it was a blessing from the Spirit to make the decision that I needed to make.
Jesus was our blood sacrifice, but there are people that don't accept Jesus as the Son of God, or God the Father as God, and a lot of people think that the devil is their God.
Christianity grounds morality and human rights in God's perfect character. By contrast, abortion defenders seem to adhere to a paradoxical religious secularism. Fighting religion has become their religion. For this, there is no greater hero than Satan himself, whose rebellious nature culminated in opposition to the God who, in the words of abortion supporters, tyrannically oppresses them.
Go f*** yourself, bro.
You need Jesus.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. Jesus is the reason that all my f***ing people are f***ing oppressed.
What is that?
Honestly, your f***ing God is the reason homosexuals are f***ed right now.
Okay.
Your people are the reason my people don't get to live the life they want to live.
What they call tyranny is God's hatred of shedding innocent blood. But when abortion advocates invoke the name Satan, are they referring to a person or a symbol? The answer varies. Some Satanists may worship the beast himself, while others merely thirst for autonomy and find in the idea of Satan the desires of their heart.
The satanic figure in the Bible is one that really inspires a rebellion in mankind against a tyrannical God.
But you don't, like, actually worship Satan.
We don't believe in, you know, like a guy with a red poker down in hell waiting for us to torment us for the rest of our life.
Joining us now, Lucian Graves, spokesman for the Satanic Temple.
Essentially, we view Satan as a symbolic embodiment of the ultimate rebel against tyranny.
While leading Satanists claim not to believe in Satan, some individuals profess encounters with his actual person.
I wasn't prosecuted, right? I've done an abortion before. I know the devil's an angel, but why did they approve it as an angel? If they didn't approve it, I would have never ran to it. People are attacking me as angels.
Either way, there is common commitment to rebellion. Like Satan, abortion advocates rebel against authority and truth. When the church opposes abortion,
God is love! This place kills babies! Can we help you?
They fight the church. When scientists say life begins at fertilization,
it is a scientific certainty that human life begins at the moment of conception.
They fight scientists.
I'm a very high pro-choice. There's valuable. Like no science that says that it's a human being.
Anything that threatens to limit absolute autonomy must be defeated. And this includes fellow humans.
But you would be okay with killing your baby.
Yes, I will. I didn't want the kids. Their baby is this big. Kill it.
The diverse forms this rebellion takes are too numerous to count. But the satanic cornerstone of rebellion is where all humans begin. According to God's assessment of fallen humans in the Book of Romans, they refuse to serve the Creator and instead worship the creation.
So a fungus has more rights than a preborn human being that has
it. It is no better than a leech. Mm-hmm. And a leech has more uses than a fetus. Why are they more important than worms?
So that's a good question. Yeah.
The lichen that was growing on the stone that was carved from. Why is it more important than the trees that have grown here for hundreds of years?
They elevate themselves to the position of God and reject the inherent value man has as God's image bearer.
Well, see, I actually don't think people have all that much value. We're responsible for the destruction in the world we live in. So I don't think people are valuable. I think the world would actually be a lot better place if people never existed.
I would say that we're all made in the image of God, and it's wrong to
do those you're religious.
Yeah, but the thing is, you're religious too. The only thing is,
I'm more spiritual than religious. I believe in myself as a God.
See, that's the problem.
In pursuit of total freedom, they dismiss accountability to God's commands and instead embrace lawlessness.
This is
from their hearts of wrath flow curses as their tongues lash out toward their fellow man. Their lust for their idea of a perfect life must not be disrupted by the responsibility to love their own child.
I'm telling you right now, one of my main sources of income is modeling. If I were to get pregnant and I had to be pregnant for 9 months, that would be it.
Will you say she can kill her child because she can't afford it? Yes. Okay.
You can do whatever you want.
In their pride, they reject God's perfect objective law while replacing it with their own subjective opinions of who deserves to live and die.
Well, you just said you can kill a baby up until 2 years if the parents are okay with it. That's not human equality.
That's the parents' decision.
To kill their baby at a year old.
I'm not saying I would do that.
You're saying that should be somebody's choice.
I feel like everyone should have a choice.
That's just a depraved thing to think.
Every day, they devise new ways to put their rebellion on display for the public to consume. What was once unthinkable has become normalized and even celebrated. Their hands have become quick to shed innocent blood. In this, they are following Satan, loving what he loves and wanting what he wants. This is epitomized by abortionists themselves, who treat humans born and preborn in horrific ways. In 2016, abortionist Robert Santella, acting as if possessed by some other force, reveals what is going on in the heart of so-called abortion doctors.
You gotta repent, sir, for murdering babies.
Why?
Because it's a sin before God.
Why?
Well, it's pretty evil of you, sir.
Yeah, I am.
And I hope and pray that you...
Yeah.
Well, that's what you do to babies, huh?
Yeah, I love it.
You love it, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I hope that you come to Christ, sir.
Oh, I never go to Christ.
I hope that you come to Christ,
no,
sir.
No, I don't go to Christ.
Yeah, you...
I don't listen to Christ.
You will have a darkened heart, sir.
I do have a darkened heart, yeah.
You have a darkened heart.
I do, very, very much
and
so.
You will stand before God in judgment
yes,
day.
Yes, I will. Every day.
All of the babies that
I
you have
I love it.
Killed.
I love it.
Yeah.
Sharing a similarly darkened heart, in 1993, Oklahoma abortionist Naresh Patel was charged with one count of forcible oral sodomy and one count of sexual battery while doing abortions. In 2012, Joshua Dra in Ghana was arrested for raping thousands of women while aborting their babies. Most well known is Gosnell's House of Horrors, which revealed severed arms and legs of victims stored in jars. It was later reported He killed healthy born babies by stabbing them in the neck and severing the spinal cord. And most recently, following the death of abortionist Ulrich Klopfer, 2,246 dead babies were found stacked in boxes in his garage. Over 150 more were soon discovered in the trunk of one of his Mercedes-Benz vehicles. And still every day, over 1,100 abortionists dismember, decapitate, and disembowel thousands of growing boys and girls in their mothers' wombs. At the heart of this grisly behavior is rebellion, rebellion against God exemplified by Satanism and threatening anyone who stands in the way of autonomy. The pursuit of absolute autonomy is trampling people in its path. Darkness has befallen this nation. But this is not unique to America or particular brands of Satanism. From antiquity, pagan rituals have included blood sacrifice of children, such as in worship to the Canaanite god of Moloch. While seeking a god's favor this way seems out of step today, we continue to sacrifice our children. Most people look back and condemn as superstitious those who sacrifice children to secure fair weather for crops. But today, many still call for child sacrifice to secure fair weather for our future.
Human population growth has more than doubled in the past 50 years. The planet cannot sustain this growth. Empowering women and educating everyone on the need to curb population growth seems a reasonable campaign to enact. Would you be courageous enough to discuss this issue and make it a key feature of a plan to address climate catastrophe?
Well, Martha, the answer is yes. The answer has everything to do with the fact that women in the United States of America, by the way, have a right to control their own bodies and make reproductive decisions.
Portraying women as too weak to raise children and be successful, Planned Parenthood entices women to sacrifice their baby on an altar of financial stability.
I have a corporate career, and so I decided that the best thing for me to do at this point in my life was going to be to terminate the pregnancy.
It wasn't an easy decision to come here today, but it definitely was necessary. We just bought a house. We are recovering financially from that, and this was just not the time, not a good time.
So your ultrasound results, I saw a multiple pregnancy. So I saw twins.
Wow.
Now, does this change anything in your decision today?
No.
And it doesn't change anything on our end.
Whether the god is a demon or a human, whether parents are explicitly religious or religiously secularist, children continue to be sacrificed. But while ancient, child sacrifice has often been defeated. In the past, Christians put an end to these practices. Atheist and influential bioethicist Peter Singer blames Christianity for ending Roman infanticide, wherein sick and deformed babies were sacrificed for an alleged greater good. There was light which shone into the darkness to end that evil. This ended child sacrifice in the centuries following Christ's resurrection, and that light will end it today. The darkness is not impenetrable. Light has come. That light is God himself, revealed to man in the person of Jesus. This is the God who commands us to love our children, be kind and merciful to our neighbor, and showed us the ultimate act of love in his sacrifice on the cross. This is the God so many abortion advocates hate. This is the God who has provided atonement for the sin of man by offering himself in our place. Those who believe in the name of Christ need not sacrifice their children. Christ offered himself as the ultimate sacrifice. He became sin and suffered on the cross in our place, bearing the full penalty due for our evil. Those who believe in Christ are rescued not because of what we've done, but because of what he did. Sacrificing himself, Jesus established a genuine exchange, his righteousness for our sin. His righteousness is credited to all who believe in him. Believers are thus no longer rebels, but sons and daughters of the living God. This is God's act of mercy through his grace alone to a people who could never deserve it. Abortion defenders and Satanists want freedom to sin, but only God provides freedom from sin. He calls all to repent and have faith in Christ alone, that they may be saved from wrath due for their rebellious hearts. Whether abortion advocates consciously worship Satan or merely copy his thirst for total autonomy, our response must be the same. Jesus told his followers, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden." So those who follow Jesus will reflect his light, and they must direct it to the darkest corners. Nocturnal creatures who thrive in darkness scatter when light is shown on them. Those who want to see abortionists and their supporters stop, therefore have a simple solution. Direct God's light into the dark corner of abortion. This means documenting grisly deeds, educating the public, offering a hand to parents considering abortion to show them they do not need what the darkness has to offer. And above all, it means we must boldly and lovingly reintroduce the gospel message to a culture that has forgotten or misunderstood it.
The gospel, we understand that that's the only answer. The people coming to the faith in Christ is the only way we could ever see abortion ended.
Followers of God need not fear the darkness, but they must also not allow it to go unchallenged. As evil grows, light is needed now more than ever. Find out how you can join the movement to shine light into the darkness at createdequal.org.